Southeast's oldest Native organization says it's time to confront the state on subsistence. Delegates to the Alaska Native Brotherhood and Sisterhood's annual meeting called for the state to stop citing Indigenous people who are harvesting traditional foods. They also called for other changes in the government's role in subsistence. One leader facing a state citation says the best approach might be a class action lawsuit. Coast Alaska's Ed Schoenfeld reports from the group's Grand Camp Convention in Juneau.
Some Southeast leaders say Natives are being harassed while fishing to feed their villages. They say recent citations have interfered with traditional food gathering in Angoon, Kasan, Yakutat, Huna, and other communities. And they say it's time to push the federal government to step in and protect subsistence from state interference. Juneau's Bob Loescher chairs the Alaska Native Brotherhood Subsistence Committee. He says existing limits are unreasonable for people who hunt and fish to fill their freezers.
15 fish per family per year is ridiculous. If we told the people in Juneau that they could only have 15 chickens or 15 pieces of pork or 15 pieces of beef per family per year, how would they like it?
He points out that the Alaska Native Claims Settlement Act guarantees rural and Native people get preference. And while the state constitution has a different take, the federal approach should be the rule of law.
What we have is a disproportionate allocation between the commercial fisheries and the traditional and customary hunting, fishing, gathering access to our fisheries resources, which we've used for thousands of years. That is not right.
Subsistence citations have riled Native leaders for years, and this isn't the first call for action. But last summer's citation of State Senator Albert Kukesh and three others in Angoon lit a fire. Additional citations in other Southeast villages, as well as Western Alaska, fueled the flames. Peter Naroz is general manager of Kutznuu, Angoon's village Native corporation. He says another fisherman was cited last year in the same place as Kukesh. He challenged the state's authority and beat the rap. But Naroz says it didn't solve the problem.
Our shareholders on the beach, not fishing, not taking care of his family, not taking care of his elders. So not only is it vexing to me when these stories come back, but it is straight out harassment of our shareholders.
Native Brotherhood and Sisterhood leaders also object to the operations of the federal government's regional subsistence advisory councils. Sitka Tribe of Alaska's Mike Miller, who's been involved in the subsistence herring egg issue, says non-natives have used the councils to limit traditional use.
For every resource that we have here, whether it's herring eggs or salmon or halibut or anything, if there is a commercial value for it, there are people at every meeting that are not true subsistence users, not from the Native community, that are there splitting it up. And if we aren't at those meetings, then they are claiming it.
Delegates passed about 24 resolutions supporting traditional subsistence practices, opposing state actions, and calling for an increased federal management role. They supported creating a legal defense fund to pay for their efforts. Senator Albert Kukesh said that could include a class action lawsuit on behalf of all subsistence users. Kukesh, in a recorded convention address, says they should act on more than his behalf.
Do it because subsistence is broken in the state, and we have to fix it. The Alaska Native Brotherhood needs to step up. The Alaska Native Sisterhood needs to step up. The Alaska Native community has to step up, and we have to band together to get our subsistence rights back.
Native Brotherhood and Sisterhood delegates even took on the word subsistence. One of their resolutions says the term is often misunderstood and is thought by some to suggest a handout. They say a clearer phrase would be customary traditional hunting, fishing, and harvesting. Further discussion is expected at the Alaska Federation of Natives Convention later this month in Anchorage. This is Ed Schoenfeld reporting from the Alaska Native Brotherhood and Sisterhood's Grand Camp Convention.